Do you have in your heart a conviction, such a deep conviction for the need of the people who are not yet, that it drives you in where you are and what you're doing? That is Paul's testimony. Again and again and again, that is Peter's testimony. That is a Christian testimony. That's where we're at. Christ suffered and died for our sins. That is the only going to the grave that was ever required for salvation, for the deliverance of all the brethren from hell. Jesus already did it. Paul knows he didn't need to do it. Paul preached what we know about Jesus. So it was a very safe wish. But his heart for the lost, it should be our heart for the lost. And we care. And we love. And we just want to get on with life. And can I get to my lunch? And is there a cup of tea for me at the other end of a rainy day? I know about that. And the minister, you know, you pay the guy to keep his nose in the books and for the ministry of the word and prayers and for care of the congregation and then for some public participation on behalf of the church while everybody's at work and to stand and to be a witness for Christ. But I'm not the only guy who lives out that witness. And just because somebody has been spared the toil of the labor of digging the ditch in order to do the work of knowing this and running to you with the truffles on a Sunday morning or on a Thursday evening or in visiting in the home and in the prayer and in the leading of prayers and in the leading others to prayers and to Christ. The faithful duties of a minister, perhaps. There is equipping of the saints for the acts of service, for the work that God prepared for you beforehand that you should walk in them. And this is what I think Paul is speaking to. He suffered for our sins, Jesus Christ. And Paul would suffer damnation if he could, but he can't. And today, we consider how we minister to Alva and these Hillfoots and the church meeting that's going to happen, right? And what is our disposition toward the lost, toward those who face hell? That's going to be discussed. But we've finished the sermon, and the question is, are we living in such a way that people might say, and they glorified God because of me? Wouldn't you love to be caught in the act of being exactly Christian? And people go, you know, the other day, this one, you should have heard them in front of your friends who are also Christian. You go, oh, shucks, I was doing that. So it counts. You know, I wasn't doing it so you would know. And I'm not a man pleaser and I'm not a sucking up, you know. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Somebody caught me actually looking like Jesus. Cool. You know, it's good stuff. Are you established because you have trusted in the only trustworthy promise? That's the cross and the risen Christ and the Holy Spirit whom he promised to dwell in you and to guide you, right? And have you, as we read in the Ephesian studies that happens back here on a Tuesday morning, right? Have you put on the belt of truth, right? Jesus said, Father, sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. How's your word? How's the word of God on you, in you? The word I have stored in my heart so I would not sin against you. How does a young person live their way to stay pure? By living it according to your word, O Lord. Right? Have you put on the belt of truth? Are you suited with the breastplate of righteousness? You know, and you look at any gladiator and you think, the righteousness leading to eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. That protects me. I'm not strong, agile, dodging darts. This breastplate. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Cling, spark, no. You have the breastplate of righteousness. Do you rely upon the readiness that comes from this gospel of peace? Do you wear the gospel like the Roman cleats that grip the ground of the earth for strength and traction, unmoved, because the teeth of those Roman shoes were into the earth? We talked about it in greater detail on Sunday, going through the book of Ephesians. We're in chapter 6. In a fortnight, all going well, John Morrison being healed and leading us in that Bible study in a fortnight. He's going in tomorrow for a procedure, and so we remember John in prayer. He's in your bulletin, and it was already drawn to your attention. We talk about this in greater detail. I dare say we'll talk about the armor of God again. It's not finished. Is the gospel your foothold today? And does the breastplate of Christ protect you from the ravages of sin? And does the truth hold you all together, Christian? And so I'm done. Can we read Romans chapter 9? Just that verse 1 through 8 again. See if you think differently than before the sermon. I hope that you do, because then the sermon was worth it. And if you're like, yeah, I already knew that, you wasted my hour, I'm sorry. You'll find somewhere that does well. Look at Romans chapter 9. I'm speaking the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They're Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. God, we commit ourselves to you when we all just want to be good boys and girls. We just want for you to go, I saw you there. Good job, faithful servant. And we need for you to guide us because we know what we're like. And when we don't have the words, we need for you to just know what our sighs mean, Lord. And will you strengthen us in the inner man so that we be ready and able to stand firm in the simple things we know that are true and the Christ who is righteous and this walk of faith that has been demonstrated by so many before us and knowing that we will not stumble or fall when we stand on your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your time, all of it.